Luke chapter 2, verse 8. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. In Jesus' name, beloved of God, again with the shepherds. If you live to celebrate 100 Christmases, you can pretty much count on hearing about the shepherds 100 times, at least. So you all know about shepherds, right? Tell me, do you think you would recognize a shepherd if you met one today? I once knew a shepherd who lived in Kansas and drove a Volkswagen Beetle. I would guess that most of you here today know someone who raises sheep and has shown them at county fairs. How do you spell Kazemba? Raising or showing, it takes a lot of effort. Sheep can be almost as willful as human beings. They want to go where they want to go, and even if it will prove hurtful to them. So being a shepherd would not be classified as an easy job. And for the Bethlehem shepherds, it was also a lonely job. The sheep had to be watched over day and night. So while the family reunions were going on in town, they were on duty out in the field, keeping watch. It wasn't always an honored job either. Oh yes, among the Israelites, it was a common profession for several thousand years. But already back when Jacob and his family moved down to Egypt at the invitation of Joseph, remember how the Egyptians wanted nothing to do with shepherds. And so the Israelites were sent off by themselves to the Delta region, away from the Egyptian population. But of course, God used Egypt's attitude to bless the children of Israel. Not only were they able to live together as a family, but a delta often has good soil washed down the river and deposited at the mouth. Nor could the difficulties and loneliness of the Bethlehem shepherds stop God from blessing them also. To them came the news of their Savior's birth, no matter how alone they were, no matter how dark it was, no matter how hard their jobs were. Why did he send his angels to the shepherds? Were they the only ones awake at that hour? Or were they shepherds of that special year-round flock that was kept for sacrifices at the temple in Jerusalem a few miles away? We don't know. But we do know that the good news of great joy was to be for all people. And that certainly included these field hands. Have you ever had a hard job, an assignment that you really didn't know how you were going to accomplish? Maybe your job even removed you from your home and family and sent you off to some dormitory so that you have also passed through some lonely hours. There may be times in your future, too, when walking with Jesus will mean that you will not be able to go along with the crowd whom you have considered friends, and you will be as pilgrims and strangers in this world. Then you should also know that your Savior will not leave you alone. He will come to you no matter how lowly your situation may seem, no matter how lonely you may feel, even in the middle of the night. He who came to be with the lowliest of people in a stable will also be able to find you out in the field, surround you with a cloud of witnesses. Sometimes I've asked people over the years what their best Christmas memories are. That's because I remember of a gentleman years ago who told about how after his father had been killed in the war when he was maybe 3 or 4 years old, his mother had a little work, but not enough to buy a present for him that year. They went into the alley behind some restaurants and found some discarded potato peelings, yes, in the garbage can. His mother took them home and put them in a kettle and boiled them on her hot plate, and that was their Christmas dinner. When they had finished eating, she took her son up on her lap and told him about the gift of his own son that God had given to all people. Because of this gift, his father was with Jesus, and one day they would be too. What a gift that was. And the gentleman concluded by saying, "I've had a lot of wonderful Christmases since then, but none better than that one." And we too will find it to be so, whether we are sitting in a padded pew of a comfortable church or perched on a military vehicle in a desert or in a lonely room with a hot plate and macaroni and cheese. We too we'll find it to be the best of Christmases if we remember God's gift to all people, and so also to us. So then let us lay aside everything that would hinder us from going to Bethlehem, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He is the joy set before us. So we shall and must at last prevail. God's own we are, we cannot fail. To God forever we sing praise with joy and patience all our days. 7:15.